Nick Faldo walking into the tent right now. Nick, thank you for being here. We're going straight live. I've been live. I just narrated.
I don't do live.
I just narrated whatever that was that you guys were trying to do.
I was going to attempt the Fosby flop, being just coming back from London from the Olympics. I was at the opening ceremony, so I feel, you know, I should have done the Fosby flop.
Well, you certainly are in good enough shape to. Yeah. I mean, a lot of guys step away from the game and they go a certain direction, rounder.
You
right here.
You look terrific.
Thank you. I make an effort. You know, I try to keep myself fit because, you know, I want to be fit when I'm 90. Yeah, I want to be fit. I still want to be able to move when I'm 90. That's my goal.
You have an honor this evening, the 2012 ambassador for golf for the Northern Ohio Golf Charities. That's quite a nice honor.
It's very nice, yeah, to be recognized for my global contribution to this game. It's been great. It's very, very, very honored. And you see the names of all the past recipients. It's pretty cool. So, I am very honored to receive this.
Well, and you are involved not just in the UK, Asia. I mean, basically points all over the globe. There's Nick Faldo Golf, whether it's an institute or golf courses or drive. I mean, you're everywhere, Nick.
Yeah, my series. I started my Faldo series to give kids an opportunity. I mean, it was funny. My first goal was to get the poor British kids out of the British winter, you know, and you see what our summers are like. So I created this thing called the Faldo series. We played events. We had a couple of hundred kids, and sure enough, we took them to Florida or California in the winter, and I spent a week with them and practicing. And as time went on, you know, this young kid popped up called Rory McIlroy, and a young girl called Melissa Reed, and you know, that went a few more years, and the RNA supported me tremendously, and then both RNA and I, you know, wanted to head in towards Asia, and we went, and a young girl came along at 16 by the name of Yanni Singh to help me launch the series out in Hong Kong, play a couple of exhibition matches for me to launch the series, and then we had a very cool moment this year when, you know, those two young kids were world number one. So then they're still in touch with the series. Rory comes to Lockern and gives a clinic, that sort of thing. So now here we are 16 odd years later. We have 7,000 participants. We play 40 events in 30 different countries and amazing countries. Like I'm going to. The events are going to Nepal this year, later this year, in Cambodia in September, both. So we're trying to take golf to some places where not just give kids an opportunity to play golf, but then to see what the world of golf brings. Because, you know, the success rate is pretty small, isn't it, to be a great golfer. But we have opportunities to do other things in the game of golf. So if I can introduce some kids to the actual full game of golf, on and off the golf course, I hope some of them, stick around and make a career out of it.
I think you could measure the success rate in this tent as 1 in 3 of successful golfers. Talk about the Olympics, and obviously the London Olympics are going on now. Yeah. Golf is in the Rio Olympics in 4 years. I wish that they had moved quicker on that and that golf was in London this year.
I agree.
But talk about your experience being there this past weekend.
Was great. I went to opening ceremony on Friday night, and I have to say I'm very impressed with everything. The stadium was magnificent, but getting in and out the stadium after all the dramas you've probably been hearing about security, it was no problem at all. I went in on the train. Nobody was on the train. You ride there, and everybody was friendly, and they did a brilliant job. And actually, you didn't see any security guys. You know, I mean, you'll see them anywhere in any airport. You'll see guys wandering around, but there was nothing. If anything, it was way less than what you'd even were going to expect, way less. And then when we left, and obviously the atmosphere went brilliantly, I thought it was really impressive. I thought that, you know, the steel rings coming in, they came in from outside the stadium. I don't know where they kind of appeared from in the middle of space to start off with. And of course, the Queen and the Bond moment was
that was great.
Wasn't that awesome?
That was awesome.
I wish she said, Bond, you're late. You know, and then she said, where are we off to this evening? And he said, well, I thought we'd pop in on a few friends, Your Majesty. I mean, I could have been a scriptwriter.
You should have been.
Should have been. But I thought that was brilliant. It all went well, and then we all left the stadium, and no problems at all. I mean, 80,000 people, we just funneled out, and the old Bill was standing there chatting away, and everybody was super friendly. So I think really they did a great job. They really have.
You represented your country. You represented Europe on so many different occasions. What would it have meant to you to represent the UK in the Olympics?
Yeah, but Great Britain. I'm all for the Olympics because as a golfer, as an athlete, I would have loved a chance to play for a gold medal. My goodness, absolutely would love that. I mean, that would sit. I played for the trophies. And hopefully, if you've done a good job, everything else takes care of itself after that. But boy, I would love to have been had a go at trying to win a gold medal.
There were some comments recently by players that said, "Well, I don't think that it'll be the culmination of a player's career. I don't think that it's going to be held in the same esteem that it is for other athletes." I'm not so sure that I buy that.
No, I don't either. I mean, well,
once every 4 years, too.
Right. Everybody's saying, "Hey, if it doesn't float your boat, don't go. don't try and qualify." You know. But if you think, wow, like I'm sure there's many would go, well, I wouldn't mind that sitting. I mean, your kids would be impressed. Your grandkids would be impressed to say, hey, granddad, did you win that gold thing? What is that? And they'd probably be swinging it around the house. But I think that's what you do it for. I mean, I think it's the stories after. It's just as great as doing it.
Nick, I could keep you for hours, but our friends inside are waiting for you.
It's cooler here.
It's nice out here, isn't it?
Well, this is where you stay for the night. It's very nice.
It's not bad.
You go out and kill a squirrel, and
we have it delivered.
So take squirrel and
Sir Nick Valdo.
All right, thanks,
thank
guys.
You. Thank
Enjoy
you very
evening.
Much.
Thanks, Nick.